Chapter 6. A Thief. The family finally gets back to the cottage. Everyone is very happy, but they are also tired. The sun is shining and everything seems in perfect order. They park the cars and go to the cottage.
"That's strange," says Dad. "I can't move the key. I can't open the door."
"Let's try the other door,"
Mum says. They walk to the small door at the back of the cottage. Suddenly everyone stops. The door is open.
"Impossible,"
says Laura.
"Only Mrs. Black has got a key."
Mum and Auntie Barbara scream.
"Thieves!"
they say. Inside the cottage there is chaos. The cupboards are empty, the drawers are open, and things are on the floor.
"Our money,"
says Dad.
"My jewellery,"
says Mum. Uncle Stephen says,
"What's missing? We must phone the police."
They look in all the rooms, but nothing is missing.
"Look, our money is here. The thief doesn't want money,"
says Dad happily.
"And look, my jewellery is here. He doesn't want my diamond ring,"
says Mum.
"So why? What is interesting for a thief here?"
asks Max. Uncle Stephen's face is very serious.
"I think I know the answer to that question. This is what the thief wants,"
he says, and takes the Book of Mysteries from his bag.
"That old book? But why?"
asks Max.
"I am studying the mystery of Stonehenge. Some people think that it is an ancient computer,"
Uncle Stephen explains.
"I don't understand,"
says Laura.
"Ancient people understand lots of things that we don't understand now. Things about the stars, about energy, mathematics, and communication. We think that Stonehenge is an enormous computer. It connects information to other ancient computers round the world."
"Like the pyramids?"
says Laura excitedly.
"Exactly! Perhaps these computers communicate with spacemen too."
"Wow!"
says Max. Uncle Stephen continues.
"My old Book of Mysteries has a secret code, but there is a symbol I don't understand. I want to understand the symbol because I want to understand Stonehenge. This computer can be very dangerous because bad people can use the information. We must protect the book, do you understand?"
"Yes,"
they all reply.
"Now, let's tidy the house. Everyone must keep their eyes and ears open."
"Yes,"
they all reply. The twins are tidying the house. Suddenly Laura stops and says,
"Max, look, what do you think this is?"
She gives her brother a small silver object. It is round, with a triangle and a strange cross in the middle.
"It's got a pin at the back. It's a brooch."
"Yes, perhaps it belongs to the thief. Let's give it to Uncle Stephen."
They tell their uncle the story, and he looks at the small object. He puts it in his desk, and his face is serious. He doesn't say anything. Max and Laura go into the living room.
"There's something strange about that object, Laura,"
says Max.
"I know that symbol."
"Yes,"
says Laura.
"Me too. I recognise it. But where from?"